Our Peach State is a leading exporter of illegal guns. That's largely due to the I-95 corridor. That's where guns flow from Georgia to other parts of the country with laxer firearm restrictions. This route has a nickname. It's the Iron Pipeline. Many of the illegal weapons that end up in New York City started in Georgia. Last year, my colleague Adam Ragusa spoke about the Iron Pipeline with New York City's public advocate, Tish James. She says in spite of its tough gun laws, her city continues to endure a gun violence epidemic.
According to stats from New York City's police department, 90% of the guns recovered were actually purchased in some of our neighboring states that have lax gun restrictions, and they were transported here and they were used in a number of crimes. In fact, not only in New York but also in New Jersey, two-thirds of the guns that were tied to criminal activity were purchased out of the state in 2014.
Wow. The investigative news show Viceland on Vice TV recently did a documentary where they explored the Iron Pipeline from Atlanta to New York in particular. A former gun runner who goes by the name of Stone Mountain Red explained how he got into the trafficking business. Let's listen.
Being from a small town that had no jobs, that's how I got in the game in the first place. And there was already too many people selling drugs, so I got caught up on weapons. Over the course of a lifetime, I probably had anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 guns. I really don't have a count. If someone wanted to buy a gun right now, I could get them a gun this evening. Those are the easiest weapons to buy.
So, Tish, we know how the gun dealers get their guns in Georgia. How do they sell them in New York? And is that not a place where you can crack down on the inflow, the illegal gun market in your own city?
Well, you know, it's states like Georgia, Pennsylvania, and South Carolina, and others all along the I-95. According to stats, 50,000 guns were, somehow they ended up in the hands of criminals.
Yeah.
And oftentimes they're sold on our streets. They're sold in back of cars. They're sold in dark alleys. They're sold, in the shadows of New York City. And unfortunately, they're used in a significant number of crimes in New York City, and they get into the hands of gang leaders, which is part and parcel the reason why we are seeing so much gun violence in New York City. I must admit that, you know, NYPD has done a great job. There's been a decrease in crime in New York City, mm-hmm. but unfortunately, we still see too many young men, particularly young men of color, lose their lives as a result of senseless gun violence.
Certainly. Now, you have some specific policy proposals designed to limit phenomena like the Iron Pipeline. What are they?
It's going to take a multi-state task force in order
right.
to address this Iron Pipeline. And so what we are attempting to do is work with our mayor, Mayor de Blasio, and other mayors in the city of New York to address this issue, as well as governors. Governor Cuomo has been in the forefront of this issue, and we're looking forward to working with him and other governors and other municipalities who cover the I-95 to address this problem. It includes, but is not limited to, background checks. It includes, but is not limited, making sure that we close loopholes. As a member who sits on the pension board for New York City, we have 7 pension boards as part of NYSERS, the New York City Retirement Security System. I passed a resolution recently which basically calls for the divestment of public pension dollars in gun manufacturers and gun retailers all across this country. We had a protest recently against TD Bank because TD Bank issued a loan to a gun manufacturer, and we are calling for them to rescind that and or for New York City to stop doing business with TD Bank. We also led a rally recently with Gays Against Gun Violence, who focused on a fitness outlet, where they were giving away Glocks as prizes for individuals who were competing in a competition. And we are also, again, urging that we track guns, that we map guns, that we begin to focus on smart guns, smart technology. I was in the forefront of body cameras in New York City. We need to ban assault weapons in this country, And we need to make sure that this is a signature issue in national elections in this country.
We're talking about the flow of illegal guns purchased legally oftentimes in Georgia, states like Georgia, in the south, across the southeast states with lighter gun laws, and then being moved and sold illegally in states with stricter gun laws, places like New York City. On the line with us is Tish James, who is the public advocate for New York City. Here to tell us more about the Iron Pipeline is BuzzFeed News national editor Tina Sussman. She has reported extensively on this issue for the LA Times. Tina, how do the originators of these how do the originators of the pipeline, the people who smuggle the guns up north, how do they buy them in places like Georgia? Is it as simple as they just go to the Bass Pro Shop and fill up their shopping cart?
Well, there's a lot of different ways of getting guns in Georgia, and that, of course, is the root of the problem as they see it here in New York. The gun laws in Georgia make it very, very simple, relatively speaking, to get a gun. Now, a lot of these guns are sold perfectly legally in Georgia by various gun dealers. Others are stolen, and I believe Georgia is one of the states where you are not required by law to report a gun that's been stolen. Mm-hmm. And you can also buy guns on the Internet. It's a very easy thing. There's various online sites that sell guns. A lot of dealers are perfectly legitimate, but there's an awful lot that will – a lot of individuals are happy to sell guns to anyone that has enough money to buy the guns that they're trying to get rid of. So there's countless ways for dealers to get these guns, which they then transport up the highway.
We talked last year to Daniel Webster. He's the director of the Nonpartisan Center for Gun Policy and Research. It's based out of Johns Hopkins. He says that all sorts of people contribute to this flow of guns from the south to the north, ranging from people who do it in bulk as a major professional criminal exercise, also just people who do it a little bit less frequently. Let's listen.
Sometimes you have girlfriends or family members who are convinced to get the gun, buy the guns for the criminals. Sometimes it's people simply saying, hey, I can make a few bucks. I'm going to college in Georgia. I got family in New York. I know how much I can make on each trip I go back home.
So Tish James, New York City public advocate. I mean, what policies could be explored that would get at something as small scale and informal as what we just heard described?
Well, it's important to know that Georgia in 2014 passed this law called Guns Everywhere.
And informally called that, yeah.
Yeah, guns. Georgia has no criminal penalties for straw purchasers, people who buy firearms for those who are banned from doing so themselves. They don't require background checks for people purchasing guns from unlicensed dealers, including at gun shows and online. And they don't require gun owners to file a police report, as Tina just mentioned, if their guns are lost or stolen. We could focus on reversing that law, which is, as you indicated, informally referred to as Guns Everywhere. We really need to make sure that this is a multi-state task force, but most important, I think during these national elections, we need to make sure that passing responsible gun laws in this country is a priority for this political season.
Let's hear from a gun rights advocate. We spoke with Jerry Henry. He's the executive director of Georgia Carry, and he says that it's actually New York City's restrictive gun laws that are the entire problem behind this iron pipeline. Let's listen.
The only reason these guns are being traced, trafficked anywhere is because there's a market for it. And the market in New York City has been created by the strict laws within the city. Gun control doesn't work.
Tina Sussman of BuzzFeed News, I suppose the first part of that assertion is unassailable, right? I mean, there would be no flow of guns from the south to the north if places like New York City allowed guns to be sold more freely, right?
Well, correct. There is, I mean, it is a basic issue of supply and demand. You know, the supply is in Georgia. There is a demand up here because of the vastly different laws. And so you can look at it that way. But on the flip side, the advocates of stricter gun laws will say, well, that's why you need more federal control over this, because when you have 50 different states, each with incredibly different laws governing gun ownership and gun transport, you end up with this kind of weird supply and demand system. And it's important, I think, to note also that this is not just an issue between Georgia and New York. I mean, one of the most striking illustrations of the impact of these vastly different laws state to state is in Illinois versus neighboring Indiana. Chicago
has
a very high gun violence problem, and opponents of gun control laws will say, well, you know, Illinois has strict gun control laws and Chicago has terrible gun violence, therefore the laws don't work.
That's BuzzFeed News national editor Tina Sussman speaking with my colleague Adam Ragusea. We also heard from New York City public advocate Tish James.